Hours to Protect on Beat.
We are heading to the coast on Hours to Protect this week and talking to Aoife O'Mahony, who's the campaign manager for Fair Seas.
Fair Seas is a coalition of ENGOs working together to campaign for marine protected areas in Ireland.
An ENGO is an environmental non-government organisation, and as Aoife said, Fair Seas' objective is to campaign to protect, conserve and restore our marine environment here in Ireland.
So marine protected areas are like national parks in the ocean. They allow nature to thrive and they allow us to restock fish stocks and allow our different marine life to thrive.
The ocean produces over half the world's oxygen and absorbs 50 times more carbon dioxide than our atmosphere. And yet in Ireland, only 8.3% of our ocean is protected.
The ocean, I suppose, is responsible for every second breath we take. So the ocean is responsible for producing about 50% of our oxygen on this planet, on this blue planet, as we call it. So it is absolutely a vital tool for us to help combat climate change. And there's a huge amount of carbon storage that our ocean provides us with through seagrass, through our different marine life. So it is absolutely essential that we protect it and conserve it.
And with that in mind, Fair Seas are attempting to get marine protected area legislation through the Dáil over the coming months.
We were presented with the draft last December, almost a year ago now, and we're waiting to see this final draft of the legislation. And what this one will enable us to do is to designate marine protected areas around the Irish Ocean. And what we're looking to achieve is 10% strict protection for areas of the ocean, which will allow the ocean to do its job to regulate our climate and to produce oxygen and to store carbon. So it is absolutely intertwined, this biodiversity loss and climate change. So by protecting our ocean, we are working on both those problems at the same time.
Once a marine protected area is designated, a management plan is put in place.
So the management plan identifies why this area is protected, if there's vulnerable species in this area, if there's vulnerable habitats in this area, and how we can best help them to thrive by restoring stocks, by reducing pollution, by reducing overfishing, by reducing any harmful extractive activities in these areas. The key thing is for us to designate them first and then to develop effective management plans. We need legislation, we need funding, we need resources, and we need the support of the public as well as part of the stakeholder engagement process, so that when these areas around our country are designated, that the people support it and industry support it and the coastal communities support it and help it to thrive. You know, there are huge opportunities for marine protected areas that it will deliver more tourism to areas. It's a huge focus on ecotourism now. I mean, if you look around our country, we have the most spectacular marine life, and we can really be tapping into it, obviously in a managed, sustainable way. But there is no need to go to the Galapagos Islands. Ireland has amazing humpback whales, beautiful bird life, beautiful cetaceans. You know, we just need to value what we have and really protect it for us and for generations to come.
And here in the southeast, the oceans have great value.
So in the southeast coast, you can see fin whales, you can see harbour porpoises, rhizo dolphins, and you've got commercial species, you've got herring, cod, and then birds. We have so many birds off the southeast coast. We've got the puffins that we all love. We have the black-headed gulls, we've got the little terns, the cormorants. So this is a really rich area of our coast that we really need to protect. So it's only in our report, this is only 1.46% of the Irish maritime area. So it's just a little fraction just that we need to look at conserving and protecting.
And you can play your part in protecting our coasts.
So it's really important now for people as we go into local elections to talk to their local politicians to say, you know, do you know about this marine protected area bill? Do you support it? Do you know that it's important to me? We really need to act now. We've talked for a long time and it's time to act.
If you want to play your part in protecting our oceans, go to fairseas.ie and find out how you can help the global mission to protect 30% of the ocean.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mban with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.